Yeah, we love that. Gal Palmon. welcome back, listeners. We're doing a rousing episode. I mean, you guys already know. We told you at the end of last episode. And we probably also told you some other stuff we're going to be doing because we love to talk about what we're planning to do on air.
Yes, and then I begrudgingly accepted my fate into this episode.
You sure did. Well, funnily enough, we were thinking about how to start this episode, and Grace reminded me that a pivotal moment in our friendship was actually Digimon, and I don't know why I always forget that.
Yeah.
Like, when you remind me, I'm like, oh yeah, I feel like I always bring up the story about how I didn't like you initially.
Yeah, well, no, that's my favorite part, is that, and it's funny that I remember the part that was Digimon, because I was the one who was shit-faced.
That is true. You were by a sink.
No, I was by a sink.
Well, you weren't, like, you weren't, like, over the sink, but you were, like, someone was holding you next to a sink. You guys were, like, hugging, I think? And I'm like, I don't know why you're by the sink, but whatever.
you guys are hugging. Yeah, no, I also love the fact that you thought I was a pretentious bitch.
because you said something about the Hershore.
Yeah, I was having a conversation about an art museum.
I mean, the Hershore does sound very pretentious.
Yeah.
And after being inside of it, I'm like, not as pretentious as I thought it was going to be, but it sounds way more pretentious.
Yeah, and I am a pretentious bitch, so you were right. But what you also didn't know is that I was soon to become your best friend.
That is true.
So, the part that's Digimon related, I feel like we're just talking about ourselves.
Yeah, that's true. How on brand?
Part that is Digimon related is that soon after, I at a party that you had arrived sort of late to, that I was already very drunk, that I grabbed your arm and said, "Is that a Digimon tattoo?"
And it is. I got the crest of kindness.
It was, and it is.
I always, that was always one of my favorite arcs that they did on Digimon, was the Crest arc, and I just really kind of attached the whole Crest of Kindness thing in Adventure 2, which is not what we're talking about today. We're talking about Adventure 1, but eventually...
Wasn't that 10?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But once we get to Adventure 2, I'm like,
No, I have a lot to say about both, but...
I feel like I know exactly what you're going to say about Adventure 2, but, I mean...
What, overall?
Specifically about Yoli. I feel like you don't like her.
Oh, really? No, I do like her.
Oh, okay.
I don't dislike anybody. Let me just say that, like, right off the bat. I don't dislike any character in the whole of the Digimon canon. I love them all.
I am surprised.
Actually, I could give a fuck about Cody, but...
It's true. He leaves, like, zero impression.
He's no one. No, I love Yoli. Anyway, yeah, we'll get to Adventure. Yoli is, like, the biggest lesbian.
That's very, very, very true. She's, like, a nerdy femme who wants to be a tomboy.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that anyway. Adventure 1. The thing is we're, She definitely was like, is that a Digimon tattoo? And I have the Crest of Kindness because, again, I was very into the crests. And, I mean, as I was preparing for this episode and I was thinking about, like, Digimon and whatnot.
I was meditating.
Basically. As I was meditating on Digimon, thinking about the Crest of Kindness, playing with my Digimon. Honestly, I still have a Digivice from, like, back when the show, when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I had Adventure 2's Digivice, and I still have one, but I don't have any batteries for it. Also, I lost the back. But the thing is I'm like, you know, not having the back isn't a huge issue. I mean, that I feel like that happens a lot of the time with shit like that. It's like...
But it's a relic.
It's true.
Yeah. You should keep that.
I mean, another friend of ours, he has an actual season one Digivice.
I was just thinking about that. I was like, remember when we went to his house and we were like, is that a Digivice?
Yes, and I immediately wanted to steal it. And I was just like, I can't do that. We're friends.
We're actually friends with him.
Yeah.
As opposed to the other person that we did steal stuff from multiple times.
Wow. So...
Hey. Anyone here like Stacey Q?
Anyway, so...
Anyone here like Georgia? Anyway, so Crest of Kindness. Which was Joe's, right? Also.
No. Joe was Reliability. So, we were
talking... Kindness in the first one?
Hmm?
There was Kindness in the first one.
No, it was Reliability the whole time.
No, who is... Kindness.
No one. It didn't come up until Adventure 2.
Gotcha.
I thought you said Joe was, and I was just like, no one was.
I thought Joe was, but Mm-mm. anyway.
No, he was reliable. He got the, like, worst one.
Yeah, he did get the worst. Well, it's Joe.
They were just like, you're reliable. And I'm like, honestly, you can literally tell that the people in the writing office were just like, what can we come up with? What's a good virtue to have? And they were just like... To be reliable. And I'm like, honestly, you should have just said responsibility. Like,
true.
That's really what we thought it was going to be. Because, like, that was basically Joe's whole arc is, I love how somehow we started just, we didn't start with, like, Ty or anything. We started with Joe.
That's all right. We can start with Joe.
That's perfectly fine. I mean, he's like, the least, I wouldn't say least liked. He's just, like, the least popular, I feel like.
It's Joe, yeah.
He's, like, around.
He is the mom of the group. I love Joe.
He's a satchel mom.
He had his bag of tricks. He saved everybody's life, like...
Do you know what's really funny is he was always carrying around that damn bag and you would think that there was more stuff in it, but there really wasn't anything all that useful in it.
He had, like, first aid and, like, some crackers, I think.
Do you know what's really funny, though, is they rarely needed first aid. They were pretty much always fine.
Yeah, that's true, because the Digimon did all the fighting.
Exactly.
They didn't really do any fighting, except if you were Ty and Matt, and I think they, like... came to fisticuffs one time.
Yeah, they punched each other in the face. That was...
Which was amazing.
To which Joe at that moment was like, my time has come.
First aid.
Trust me, everyone. I've got latex gloves and a cold press.
So funny.
Love it. I really wish they would have done like a little thing where it was just... a whole series of episodes where it was just Joe doing responsible things, like being an adult. Like, how boring would that have been?
Oh my god. But, like, in the digital world.
Joe gets a job.
Joe writes a resume.
No, wait, wasn't that what
Joe
happened to him?
Joe does his taxes.
Isn't that how Joe found his crest? He had to, like, work in Digitamamon's cafe or whatever?
Yeah, I think he was. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what? No, now we're just slowly remembering that they actually did that.
We're like, wouldn't it be funny? And it was, like, actually a thing. I kind of forgot that the crest thing was, like, happened that way. Where they all, like, somehow found them.
They all had to, like, go on little quests to, like, find them. They all had to split up to do it, too. That was the cool thing, I think, about it, is they all pretty much split up, and then they had to do it. Except for, like, with TK and Matt, that happened to accidentally. It was just like, whoops! They got separated. It's just like, my little brother is out there. It's like, how old is he? Isn't TK supposed to be, like...
8.
Oh, is he? I didn't know how old he was supposed to be. How old are Ty and them supposed to be? Like, 10 or 12?
So, I think... think they're supposed to be 12.
Okay.
TK is like 8 years old. And then like Joe is like 13.
Oh yeah, because he was the older one and he was like, that's why he was all like responsible and shit.
Yeah. He was a year older than the rest of them. And then I think actually Izzy is a little bit younger. I think Izzy's like 10.
Yeah, I think so too. Oh,
or, speaking. No, somebody else is randomly younger.
No, I think it was Izzy. I think he was a little bit younger.
Yeah.
But he's like also super smart. But do you know what's really like
super genius? Yeah.
Do you know what's really funny that I didn't remember until today? Because I was like, you know, rewatching a couple episodes just to refresh myself because I was trying to remember random details, and I completely forgot that Izzy was adopted. Like, I literally picked the episode where his parents were like, we have to tell you, you're adopted. And he was like, yeah, I know. I was just like, wait, how does he know, though? But I'm like, I don't remember how he found out. And I'm like, I think he, like, was in the, I think it was in the digital world. He, like, had to go through some, like, childhood trauma bullshit. They were just like, remember your life. And he was just like, ah, yes, I remember being at the orphanage.
I love how much they, like, put those kids through, like, their traumas. Like,
they really did.
They live out their issues.
Hey, do you remember Jedi?
I was just thinking about Jedi. Yeah, he was great.
I loved him, too. He was just, like, this little old man who would, like, give you information. He was, like, the little Navi in, like, role-playing games. Like, it'll just tell you random shit.
He was basically like the, the name of the thing in Power Rangers?
Zordon? Alpha?
Was it Alpha? Yeah.
The like little the robot?
Thing.
Yeah.
That would come up. Yeah, because he was a hologram a lot. Jedi would, like, literally Skype them and be like, hey guys.
Hey guys, I got some deeds.
So here's the tea.
He would just randomly tell them details and just be like, bye! And I'm like,
bye! And they would all be like, what are we supposed to do with this information?
And that's basically what happened in that episode. Jedi was just like, hey kids, I have something to tell you. And he was just like, hey guys, it's Jedi!
There was, I do remember there was this one episode where they like, it was a flashback, and it was like Jedi when he was young.
Yeah.
And he was like randomly hot. Do you remember that?
I do vaguely remember that. But do you know what's even weirder than, or not even weirder? I'm like, what's really funny is like, I'm just remembering they would like ask Jedi stuff and then he would tell them things and then just be like, whoops, I've got a broken connection and then just disappear.
Yep.
I'm like, they really, honestly, they shouldn't have been doing that, but they couldn't do it, like, could not do it. He would like tell them what to do and then just leave.
I feel like he was intentionally cryptic, like, all the time.
Yeah, but to what end, honestly? to what end?
I don't know.
Like, I don't even remember what happened to him in the long run. I'm like, did he die? What happened?
I think he was a part of the world, and then, yeah, he, like, didn't quote-unquote die, but he basically died.
Like, he didn't actually, he, like,
because he was, like, already, like, part of the, yeah. He wasn't human anymore, I think.
Yeah, but I'm like, they never explain how he became that way. And that's really what I want. I'm like,
that was the flashback episode.
Do you know what I really want? Is I want, like, an in-depth, like, history of the digital world.
Yeah.
Like, they need to just do a series that's just a whole, like, an iteration of this series that's just the background of the digital world.
Yeah.
Like, it would be so much more, well, not so much more interesting. I'm like, I would just be very into that.
Yeah, that would be interesting. If they did, I guess they could do that after a Try.
Yeah, I think they just finished Try, I think. It's 6 movies, by the way.
Good lord.
I know.
I don't have the emotional energy. Do you, I was thinking about it today, and I almost wish that Try was, like, instead of, like, a continuing story about, you know, the digital world and blah, blah, blah. It's like, I want it to be just, like, these characters, but, like, Degrassi. And, like,
like just them being adults.
they're all getting into, like, crazy mishaps. They're all dating each other.
I got into the top school in Japan.
Just, like, that's what I want. I'm like, I don't really, with these, like, with the characters from, like, 01 and 02, I'm like, I don't care anymore about the, like, digital world plots. I just, like, want to know what these characters are up to.
Honestly, every time they, like, show up in the digital world, I feel like it's, like, like, every series in which the Digidestined kids show up in the digital world, yeah. It seems a lot like, what's that series? It's a lot like, God, what is it called? Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Like, when they go to Narnia, and then every time they show up, it's in varying states of disarray.
Yes.
Or like on The Magicians, sometimes when they'll show back up in Fillory, and it's just like, oh, now it's more fucked. It's just like, what happened? I was gone 20 minutes. So, I feel like that's literally how it is in the digital world, because, like, Adventure 1 and 2, I feel like, are kind of like the beginning of Lion and the Witch and the Wardrobe, where they, like, they're just, like, starting to get there. They do their... They stay... I think in the second book, they, like, stay, and they're, like, rule over the kingdom for a little bit. Or whatever.
Oh, in the... I don't know.
Yeah, well, I feel like that's, like, basically what Adventure 1 and Adventure 2 are. And then...
Chronicles of Narnia.
Yeah, and then, you know, 3... Three is, like, when they go, like, off and do weird shit, like The Voyage of Don Treader and...
Prince Caspian.
Yeah, and no, that's, like, 4. Prince Caspian's, like, 4.
That was always one of my favorite things, I think, about O2, is that, again, not to talk about O2, but that I really liked where... I guess, like, I liked the way that they pulled them back, even though it was a new set of kids. Mm-hmm. Like, I liked the way that we got pulled back into this world. Because when I was watching, I think I was, like, still young enough that I was, like, still very invested. And I don't know. I found it compelling.
Yeah.
You know, I agree. It wasn't, like, by the time 3 and 4 came around, I was like, okay. But, like I had moved on to other things.
Yeah, 3 and 4 were, like, way darker than the other two. They're the most serious of the series. It's, like, after that they tried to return back to, like, the adventure style, and then the one after that, which I can't even remember what that one's called. That one, I think they were also still trying to go in that direction, but it got more, like, kiddie. Mm. Like, it seemed like it was almost aimed at, like, the Bubble Guppy generation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's funny. Like, it's funny that kids always have something. Like, there was Teletubbies, and then the Boobas, and now, you know, the Bubble Guppies. And I'm sure there'll be something else, like, right after that.
Something equally ridiculous named.
I know, I can't wait until it's like...
The Warbingers!
Like, you're gonna have to learn how to speak dolphin to say it.
Oh, God. There's just, like, a bunch of 6-year-olds running around speaking dolphin.
That's the show. It's actually just a dolphin training video.
It's a SeaWorld corporate training
video. We laugh, but it's coming.
Anyway. Back to 01.
Yeah, so... I guess to cycle back through the characters, where were we at Izzy. I liked what they did with Izzy. He was fun. I liked him.
I'm going to say this about every character, but I love Izzy. And actually, when I was younger, he was one of my favorites. I don't know why.
I also liked him. Like, yeah. I wanted to be a fan of TK, because when this came out, I wouldn't say I was the age of the Digimon kids. I was actually, like, I was probably closer to around, like, TK's age.
Oh, yeah, same.
Because I think it was, like, 8 or 9 or something like that.
Yeah, when I started watching this, I was definitely that age.
Yeah, so I felt like I identified more with TK because I was around that age range or whatever. So I, like, because I also was, like, a huge fan of Patamon. Like, Patamon was my favorite.
Yeah, Patamon's adorable. The thing about TK is that he was kind of just, I mean, like, that was his role, but, like, he was kind of, like, just the whiny little baby.
Yeah.
And then he grew up, I'm using air quotes, grew up in 02, and then he just has, like, no personality.
They took it, well, that's to show you that he didn't have one to begin with. Yeah, and honestly, so, does Matt, once you take away him being all pissed off?
Being grouchy? No, exactly. They're both like that. But I do still love TK, like, in his own way.
Yeah, like, have you ever seen Inside Out? They're the emotions from Inside Out. Like, all of the characters in that. It's like, you're here to play this role. Yeah. They're basically like the fucking Seven Dwarves.
Yeah.
You're only supposed to be dopey.
Yeah.
You're a whiny little bitch, baby, and if you're not, then you're nobody. Whiny little
bitch. Amazing. Yeah, when I don't know what it was about Izzy that I just, like, thought he was hilarious, I think. And Tentomon is my favorite. Is my favorite of the Digimon. Because in the dub, he is the funniest fucking character.
I also like Gabumon. Tentomon was great, but, like, Gabumon also had a lot of really great, like, snappy one-liners.
Because he had to put up with Matt's fucking shit.
It's true. It's just like, oh, there, Matt. Can you stop being Rudy?
Basically. No, Tentomon would always have, like, some sort of... He would, like, float across the screen with some sort of comment. Always good. Always good.
Yeah, what was great about that is he didn't have a mouth, so they didn't have to worry about matching.
Yeah, well, his, like, his little bug mouth would move.
It would just, like, gyrate.
His little, like, not pincers, but his little bug mouth.
It looked, remember. I don't remember him having a mouth.
He definitely had a little bug mouth.
Can you imagine, anyway, like, traveling around with a big-ass fucking bug like that?
Honestly, no.
I would want to swat it. Like, I was thinking about that earlier. I was thinking about, like, all of... Because I saw... I was trying to look up Digimon funny moments, right? And...
As one does.
Yeah, and they couldn't show me any from Adventure 1. Like, apparently no one had put any together. There were some from, like, Frontier and Tamers, but there weren't any from, like, Adventure 1, and I was just, like, weird, but okay.
Adventure 1 is, like, the fun... Actually, Adventure 2 is the funniest, but...
It's
Adventure
true. 1 there was, some, like... I think there were some from Adventure 2. But anyway, well, like...
Mostly because of Davis being a fucking idiot.
I don't want to talk about Davis right now.
We don't need to get into Davis.
Save him for another day. So, what happened was, I was looking for the clips from Adventure 1 to laugh at, right? And yeah, I couldn't find any. Like, I eventually found a few, but they were, like, random. Also, somewhere in, like, fucking German or something, I'm like, what?
Amazing.
German Digimon. I can only just imagine what they did with that dub. Like, did
my favorite version.
It's in German, but then they translate it back to English.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so there was, like, a little clip thing. It was like, oh, live action Digimon short film trailer or something like that. And I was just like,
what?
Excuse me, what? I didn't watch it, but I was like, I definitely was... It reset my brain for a second.
Why? Where's the link? Why didn't you watch it?
I'll have to find it. I'll send it to you. But
where's the link, OP? Where's the link?
Where is it at?
Show it to me.
So, it just got me thinking about, like... Okay. It just got me thinking about, like, the Digimon and, like, what they would be like in real life.
Oh, in real life, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, they just did the Pokemon movie with Detective Pikachu, where they're like, oh, this is live-action Pokemon. I'm like... What would live-action Digimon look like? Because they weren't like Pokemon. They were, like, way more out there. Plus, they talked.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna say, like, remember that one villain that was like a humanoid monkey Elvis creature? Do you remember?
Edamon?
Yeah.
I posted like, about
imagine
him.
Imagine that in real fucking life.
I don't want to. Because I was like, I was just thinking about how like orangutans like low-key freak me out. Mm-hmm. But,
yep.
I don't know what it is. It's like something about their heads. I'm like, why is your head shaped like that?
Why is your head shaped? Evolution.
Yeah. Are they more adept? I don't know. Do they have a mullet?
Anyway,
I don't know.
I would love to see Agumon in real life. Because he's basically just a little dinosaur.
I know, but it's
weird. He's a little baby dinosaur.
And then he tries to bite your hand.
And I think Gatchaman was also one of my favorites. It was also funny that her name was Gatchaman, which is literally just cat in Spanish.
Like, I know, there were a lot of them. I mean, Devimon.
Like, yeah, well. Talk about your queer-coded villains.
He didn't really do anything other than, like, chill up on a mountain with his arms crossed like he was about to die.
Yeah, exactly. He was gay. He didn't do shit.
And then, I said
he was all about the theatrics.
That is true. He was just like, I'm gonna send out black gears! Whee!
The black gears. What a good time.
We love Black Gear Saga.
That was early, right? And then there was that, like, lion Digimon.
Leomon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I saw, like, a tiny little clip, I guess, or a still of what Leomon looks like in the Try series.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like, because you know they changed the animation a little bit.
Yeah.
So it looks, it honestly looks better. So
yeah, it looks really good, yeah.
I saw like a little snippet of what Leomon looks like now, and I was just like, oh no, furry rights.
Yep.
Because that was always the problem. I even remember as a kid, I used to be like...
He always was furry rights.
Yeah. I was just like,
I mean, aside from like the lion head, he was like a buff dude with no shirt and then like shorts on.
That's true. No, not shorts. He was always wearing, like, jeans. Not
his
jeans.
Pants?
No, they were just, like, pants. They were, like, trousers. Like, actual trouser pants.
I don't remember shorts.
No, it was that and a belt.
He had pants? That was creepy. That's creepier than shorts.
But he has lion... He has, like, a lion paw foot thing.
I'm gonna look it up right now.
I'm gonna have to research this. I'm telling you, that's what he looks like. Like, a lot of these Digimon, they would look weird as, like, in real life.
Bro, he was wearing pants. Oh my god.
I told you, he was wearing pants and a belt.
Yeah. Wow. Anyway. Mm-hmm. amazing. Yeah, their designs were always, just slightly,
out there.
Way out there. Well, I liked that but there was, like, a good portion of them that were, like, very humanoid. Like, you had the angels, and, the other one that was sort of, Mimi's, after the cactus, it turned into, like, a fairy-looking thing.
Oh, Lilimon.
Yeah.
It's just like a little pixie.
I think Lilimon was the reason that I was obsessed with Mimi. Like, Lilimon as a child was my favorite.
I can get behind that, honestly, because I really liked her too. That's why I really wanted them to like get to have their mega level Digimon as well, because like when Ty and Matt got theirs, I was just like, oh, so everyone's gonna get theirs, and it's just like, nope, just nope. Ty and Matt, and I'm like,
only if you're a repressed homosexual. That's the rule.
Only repressed homosexual rights.
Although I guess that would mean everybody would get one because...
Because that's how the series started. They were all sent to gay conversion camp because they were all fucking fat. They were all real gay. Sorry.
Except for TK. And that's why he was so whiny. He was the one straight person.
No, he was there because he they wanted to send the kids together to camp so that they could bond and see each other. They're like, because their parents were divorced and hate each other and never wanted to see each other again.
I know, I love that plot.
I know, that's what's really funny, because they say that, but then, like, when we see their parents later on, they just seem like two people who just couldn't make it work.
Yep.
I'm just like, what depiction are you guys getting? Because I even remember as a kid, I was just like, why are your parents nothing how, like, you described them?
Because they're kids. They're dramatic.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair, I guess.
And they're, I love Matt and TK's parents.
I don't remember the mom.
Matt's, I love that their dad is, like, a full-fledged character in O2. He's, like, around a lot.
I think he was in 3, too.
In 3?
Well, because it kind of continued... Like, the kids all change and shit, but, like... It continues on a little bit because, like, the adults, it seems like, in that world stick around. Well, it's at least in, like, the first couple of series, like, iterations of the series.
Wasn't he a newscaster?
No, he's a, like, cop. The dad, his dad's a cop. Matt's dad's a cop.
Are you sure? Who's a newscaster?
There is someone who's a newscaster, but I don't remember who it is.
Because Joe's brother's a scientist. Maybe it's the mom. Mom, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was the mom who's a newscaster.
Are you sure he's a cop?
I am almost 1,000% certain.
All right. Almost 1,000.
Not exactly 1,000.
I am 998%
sure. Wait, anyway. I wonder if I could just Google Matt's dad, Digimon.
Matt's dad. No, just Google Matt's dad.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, it pulled up Matt. I was like, here we go. Oh, here we go. His name is Hiroaki? Hiroaki Ishida?
Okay.
Oh,
my last name's Ishida.
I know, I always forget that. Well, not TK. His is Takashi.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because of divorce.
Let's see. Oh, he is a newsman. Who was a fucking cop then?
Hell, yes.
He is a newsman. I thought he was a cop. Who was a cop? Oh, maybe
I
was he
like,
was...
I know my Digimon trivia, even though I forgot Palmon's name.
You forgot a basic recording. Thing, but remembered something that's a literal deep cut. You're like, I remember Matt's dad's occupation.
Matt's dad was a newscaster. Because it's part of the plot. And when they, like...
Yeah, well, like, they're at the news studio because of the tower. Yes, because, like, Myotis yes. Mon had them up on the thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes. I was literally just watching that episode earlier today. Like, I only watched one episode. And I picked a random one at that. I picked that's episode hilarious. 38. And it happened to be the episode where Venom Myotis Mon shows up.
Oh, my God. Myotis Mon was a great villain.
I liked him. Him and Piedmon were my favorites.
Yeah, Piedmon, yeah. For sure.
Which is weird because, alright, now, do you know what's really weird? I don't care for clowns all that much.
Uh-huh.
Like, I mean, I kind of want, like, a clown ventriloquist doll just because I want something super creepy to have around. I don't know why.
Sure, because you don't have enough.
I know, I feel like you would think I'm literally just trying to, like, scare people away with what I decorate my room with.
Think you're just trying to build your own, like, museum of horrors.
My own dungeon. Yeah. So I don't really care for clowns, but right. Mm-hmm. I love, like, clown-like characters in animes. Like, Piedmon.
Oh, like, what's his name?
Oh.
Yep.
Hisoka from Hunter x Hunter?
Yeah, from Hunter x Hunter, yeah.
Yeah. I do really like Hisoka. I don't know why. But I think I like him because he's just such an ambiguous villain. He's not even a villain, per se. He's just like, I'm a bad guy. It's like, I like to kill people. It's fun. And I'm like, okay.
I mean, sure.
Yeah, I can stand by characters who are just fully like, I am this person and this is who I am. And I'm like, sure, you told me who you are. And I can't be surprised when you do that stuff.
When you kill somebody.
Exactly. Then I look like Boo Boo the Fool. And then I'm the clown.
Then I'm the clown. Yes.
Tis I. I was the clown all along.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. Piedmon.
We were talking about clowns. But, yeah, Piedmon. Specifically. He was... I don't think they did... I feel like how they got rid of him in the end, it was, like, very simple. It really seemed like, hey, how do you solve a problem? You really just need TK to show up with his goddamn Digimon and be, like, actually on point with what he needs to do for once.
Yeah.
Because they all just want to, they just want to fuck off and do whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, when Devimon showed up, it was just like, Patamon changed into Angemon and literally was just like, I'm a punch him in the face.
I just love the really blatant devil angel imagery.
I know, right? I don't know what they were... I was thinking about that earlier, too, because I'm like, they kind of do quite a bit of that, because, I mean, even with Venom Myotismon, he literally looks like another iteration of the devil.
Yeah.
And then they stop him by... Don't they stop him by them forming Omnimon, or do they just mega evolve?
Ty and Matt hold hands. And then something else happens.
And it's the power of love.
Yep. No, I think... Is that when they defeat him?
They hold There's hands not, like... and gay rights.
Yeah, that's gay rights.
And gay rights wins.
That was fighting for gay rights.
Honestly, that's how they always... Do you remember the Digimon movie?
Yeah.
Isn't that how they, like, win in the Digimon movie? They hold hands in gay rights?
Maybe. I don't remember the end of that.
I know they do Omnimon. Well, the same thing happened with, like, fucking Davis and someone else. They, like, held hands in, like, gay rights or something.
Davis was unfortunately very straight.
Yeah, he was just annoying. But again, I don't want to talk about him right now.
I cannot wait until we get to yeah, I honestly don't remember. I just remember they hold hands, and then I'm pretty sure that their Digimon combined. And that's how they defeated him.
Yeah, that's why I said. They hold hands. Omnimon is formed in gay rights.
Is it Omnimon? I forget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when WarGreymon and Metal Garurumon formed together.
Yes.
I remember all of the digis.
Do you remember the episode where Greymon evolves too fast and he becomes this like crazy skeleton dinosaur?
Skull Greymon.
It's a great fucking episode.
Whoop, you're going too fast!
Because Ty is such an idiot.
Is he though? Because they're really pressured into situations where it's just like he has to. He was the strongest one out of all of them. He's the one who got his Digimon to evolve the most and the fastest, basically. And he had a crest, and it was just like, I have to save everybody. And he's just like, we have to fucking save them. And then he turns into Skull Greymon, and I'm just like, you know, that's a real fucked up situation because he was put in duress.
That's true.
He didn't have any fucking choice in the matter. If anything, he probably just wanted to go home.
That's true. But he also is a little dumb. And I say that with the fondest way possible.
But again, you know, they're like 12.
They are 12. But also, like...
Do you know what that weirdly reminds me of? Like, in Neon Genesis, when, like, Shinji is, like, depressed and just, like, walking around the city listening to his fucking cassette player all day.
Oh my god.
And then it was just like, why is he all depressed and stuff? It's like, he's 14.
He's to save the world. No, but I think aside from them being, like, children, like, it's all very in character, like, everything that they do.
Yeah.
Because no, like, nobody else would have felt that pressured to save everyone. That's just Ty's character. He's like, I'm the leader!
Yeah.
Yeah. I love Ty. Like, so much.
I do, too. He also made it iconic in my childhood to wear goggles.
Yeah.
It was like, do you remember that time we were looking up goggles?
I do now.
I completely forgot about it.
Why were we doing that? Was it Digimon related?
Yeah, we were just like, what if we just brought back goggles? What if we just made goggles cool again?
Just, like, wearing goggles.
Do you know what's funny? Is I feel like if we would have started wearing them in college when we were thinking about doing it, it might have, like, weirdly caught on. Either that or people would have thought we were, like, really weird.
Really insane. Even more weird than they already did. Now I'm just remembering, like, why was he wearing goggles? Because he played soccer. You don't need goggles for that.
I think it was for swimming. Because they literally look like swimming goggles.
He didn't swim, he played soccer.
It was summer camp, Grace.
Why was he always wearing them? He also had a huge fucking head of hair. So it could have been to hold them down.
That was the additional bonus. Oh, this is it. We're going to start wearing goggles like these.
Holding it. Those are amazing.
I love it.
Shabra Shabra make up Digimon, but Ty is wearing anyway.
The color is called Pink Blush. I love it.
Pink Blush.
As Bling 2-0.
What type of blush it is.
I can't wait. I can't wait to buy those goggles for myself.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch you wear them. Yeah, who have we not talked about?
Weirdly enough, I think Mimi.
Mimi's perfect. Nothing to say there. She's
perfect. Oh, Sora. We didn't talk about Sora.
Sora, so... it's super weird to me as an adult that as a kid I loved Mimi so much and didn't really care about Sora because I was way more like Sora as a kid. Like, I was such a tomboy. But, like, Mimi to me was, like, perfect and amazing. And I think it was just because...
You wanted to be Mimi. You wanted to be fun and quirky and wear a cowboy hat.
Well, I was her for Halloween when I was, like, 7. But...
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw, bitches. Yeah, my mom spray-painted a cowboy hat pink. It was great. No, I think it was because Mimi was very, like, flawed. Like, she was really selfish and really just, like... Like, Sora was... just boring, I think, to me.
That's literally what I was gonna say. When you were talking about there being a Degrassi version of them, I was just like, but do I want to know what Sora's doing? She's fucking boring. The only drama we're gonna get out of Sora is that fucked up love triangle they keep trying to, like, make with Ty, Matt, and Sora, and I'm just like, Sora is not involved in this. Nonsense. Leave her alone. I'm like, let her go be boring someplace else. She doesn't need to be involved in your gay drama.
Yeah. No, and I love her, but yeah, she's kind of bland. She's kind of whatever. Like, even the episodes where she's, like, having, like, growth and development, I'm like, okay. Sure.
Like, the episode where she's just like, I shouldn't be so mean to my mom.
Love it.
Really, all she needed was...
probably not, Sora.
All she really needed was, maybe she's just not such a heinous bitch after all.
I feel like Sora is like that friend that you're like, I don't dislike her. I just don't want to hang out with her.
That's true. Like, you can hang out with her in a group setting, but I would not want to hang out with her, like, with any less than, like, two other people there.
Yeah.
Because if it's just one other person, they could, like, potentially leave, and I don't want to be by myself with her.
She's probably going to talk about her, like, volunteering or some shit. Like, I don't want to hear about it.
Or something even more boring. She's just like, I think I may have fibromyalgia.
Can we please write a Degrassi version of Digimon Try? Like, this needs to happen. And Sora's whole plot is about having fibromyalgia.
I love it. First, I have to figure out what fibromyalgia is.
I think it's, like, your joints. Something with your joints.
Okay.
She also play soccer.
Oh, and now she can't play soccer. There we go. There's her. We've given her character. We've finally given her depth.
So good. And then, all the meanwhile, Matt and Ty are having intense gay drama.
One of them has to be dating Sora, because that way it involves the dumb love triangle that they want, but the two of them are just clearly gay.
Well, Matt did date. They did date. That was like 02.
Oh, true. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
And that made zero sense.
Yeah.
I'm glad that Ty kept true to himself and was just like, no, I'm gay.
I'm gay, gotta go.
I shouldn't pretend to date someone for a beard.
The whole, like, O2, like, love triangle thing is, like, Matt just, like, repressing his homosexuality, dating Sora, Sora dating him because she's boring, I don't know. And then Ty realizing that it's not Sora he has feelings for, but Matt. And that's why he's jealous.
And that honestly makes sense.
And that's, like, everything that's going on. Oh, and then also Davis's sister has a crush on Matt. That was also a point.
Ugh. Whatever. I mean, that seems on brand with, you know, like, gays. But, like, to be desired. But anyway, whatever. So, you know who we didn't talk about? Kairi.
What?
We forgot about Kairi.
Kari?
Kairi. Whatever.
Kairi.
It wasn't that Kairi.
Kylie Jenner lived in.
We forgot about Kylie Jenner.
Forgot to talk about Kylie Jenner. Kairi was also my bitch.
Really?
When I was younger. Love Kari. Love her. She's amazing.
I like her in O2 more than I like her in 1, but I mean, like, in 1 she doesn't really do much other than, like...
Yeah, she's just, like, kind of like, hey, I'm also here.
I like that she, like, talks shit about Ty, though.
Oh, yeah, that's, like, all she does.
She's just like, he sucks.
It's fucking amazing.
That's, like, the best part of her character in 1. I love that she's just along for the ride, and she's just like, they're like, you're the 8th Digidestined, and she's just like, oh, do you know what I also wrote down earlier, is I was just like, it makes so much sense, there's so much about Digimon that's, like, poetic that I often forget about, that it's just like, oh, she's the lost Digidestined child, and her crest is hope, and, you know, she's, like, lost hope, and whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's basically what Gatomon has, is because she's all like, I always remember Gatomon's thing where she talks about, like, how she feels, like, this connection to Kairi and she doesn't know what it is about her. And then she's just like,
keep calling her Kairi.
Whatever. Kairi. Whatever. I swear it's Kairi. Whatever.
Not Kairi.
Are you sure?
It's Kairi.
Whatever.
It's K-A-R-I.
Who the fuck is Kairi? What am I remembering?
This is funny.
I'm just remembering Gatomon had that, like, long-ass monologue where she was just like, I've spent all of my life waiting for something. Like, the way they keep saying, waiting. It's like seared into my brain from childhood. Like, I haven't seen that episode in like at least 20 years, and I vividly remember it.
Aw. That's hilarious. Yeah, they made her like a depressed punk bitch, and then with her little boots.
Oh, I forgot she had little boots. Shows up. She has little boots for no reason, because apparently normal Gatomon don't have those.
Yeah. She also has, like, little gloves, I think.
Yeah. I think... I'm not sure if she's supposed to have those or not.
The gloves?
Yeah, they made it seem like the gloves were, like, special to her, but at the same time, they, like... Like, they made it seem like it was very unique for this particular Gatomon to have those gloves. And then, you know, later on, it seemed like they incorporated it into the design of just Gatomon in general.
Yeah. Well, I also forgot that, like, there are actually multiple, like, of the same species of Digimon.
Yeah, kind of like in Pokemon.
Yeah, but they make it very, it's like in Pokemon, it's like very much part of the world where it's like, okay, there's like a bunch of Spearow flying around, but like in Digimon, it's very like, this Digimon is for you. This is your special little guy.
So. Yeah, like they all have a unique one of that specific species for them.
Yes.
Which is interesting, especially with Gatomon, because she, like the little things that she has on her tail are like, unique to that Gatomon.
Yeah.
Those little heavenly band things.
Well, yeah, and that's how she turns into badass angel lady.
Badass angel chick. Which reminds
not her name.
Which reminds me, there's also a Lady Devimon.
Yes, I forgot about that. Hilarious.
Because Lady Devimon is like the foil to Angewoman.
Angewoman, yeah.
I totally forget about those. Ugh. And apparently they can DNA Digivolve together to become a new mega level Digimon, which I forget what her name is, but she looks like a bad lady. A badass lady bitch.
That's her name. It's Badass Lady Bitchmon.
She's here to destroy the patriarchy.
Love
she
it.
Stomps her boot and women have equal rights.
Love it. Would watch an entire series of that.
Badass Angel. Badass. Yeah. What's her name? Badass Lady Bitch.
Lady Bitchmon.
Badass Lady Bitchmon.
Then, like, Leomon is like her gay sidekick.
And she's always yelling at him to put on a shirt. And all he does is just take it off and then keep on moving. You know what, Grace? I'm just realizing.
Yes.
Well, it's not even realizing. I have something down here in my notes that from earlier. And I'm like, since you know so much, like, deep cut information about Digimon.
Yeah.
Do you remember Sora's cousin's name?
Do I remember Sora's cousin's name? Is that the episode where...
They're, like, trying to get a ride, and he picks them up.
Yeah, I do not remember what his name was.
And then kicks them out on the highway.
Yes, I do remember
And
that.
Then throws Joe in the river.
It's what she deserves. No, Joe doesn't deserve it.
Joe's a nice guy. Especially when it was fucking Coromon who, like, pooped in the car, I think. Because they never really, like... say what it is. It's just like this little pink looking thing, and it's like,
oh,
is it poop?
Right.
Is it vomit? What is it?
That's right. Wait, what was his name?
Oh, do you not remember?
No.
It was Dwayne.
Was it?
Yes.
That's fucking amazing.
Just like, it's my cousin Dwayne. And I'm like, okay.
Sure, cousin Dwayne of Sora.
He was definitely someone who bleached his hair.
That was the most interesting thing about Sora, was her cousin.
her cousin kicking them out on the highway and throwing Joe in the river.
Basically. I feel like in the original version, it was probably not her cousin.
It was just a strange dude.
I don't know. Because I feel like that's such a weird, like, American... Like, in the Sailor Moon dub, how they, like, made the lesbians cousins.
Which made everything way more confusing.
Just really, really just convoluted all of that.
It's like, wow, that made things way worse than if you would have just said they were lesbians.
Yeah. So, yeah, I feel like we really covered all the main points. We didn't talk about the plot at all.
I mean, it's fine. The only thing is I don't remember how the first one ends. Like, Adventure 1 ends. I don't remember the very last episode.
Oh, yeah, no, I remember how it ends.
Oh.
I just don't remember the stuff leading up to it. I remember the last episode.
Oh, okay. See, that I don't remember. I remember the stuff leading.
It made me cry. It's where they all leave, and, like, all the Digimon are, like, literally, they, like, literally get on a bus, I'm pretty sure, and they're, like, leaving, and all the Digimon are, like, running after them, crying. Like, I am sure that that's the ending.
Wow. Don't you forget about... And then I just fade away.
Yep. Yep, that's basically it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they get on a bus, which is amazing.
And go home from camp, and I'm like, does it matter if you go home from camp? Your parents have seen you already. Like, you all can't... What's really funny is they, like, come home from camp, like... Yeah. And go, like, literally all the way home.
Yep.
And all realize that they live in the same fucking town.
Well, yeah. Although I guess they didn't know each other. But of course they would... It's like, don't they live in a city? Like...
Yeah, what's weird is they all go to different schools. Like, none of them know each other at all.
Well, I feel like that's accurate of Japan. If you, like, live in a city territory, you would go to, like... different, like, depending on your... That's accurate of the United States, too, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess with, like, zoning for schools, but there's only, like, so many schools in a certain area.
Yeah, so... but, like, didn't one of them, like, go to private school, and, like, okay, and then, wait.
Oh, wait a minute.
They did go to school together, because in O2, they all go to school together.
Okay, so, what?
They just don't know each other. But they all go to school, the same... Maybe they go to the same high school. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, well, them going to the same high school makes more sense just because I've looked up how things go with, in Japanese education. And, like,
once you
get to high school, that's when, like, they branch off and do, like, private school or, like... shit like that. Most of the,
yeah, it's
like,
more like college, right?
Yeah, because private school is, like, very, a lot of people go to private schools and stuff, so they all try and get into good ones.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure, like, in O2, it definitely Matt and Sora and Ty, Mimi goes to America, Joe goes to some school.
Yeah, Mimi definitely goes to America because she's fucking rich.
And amazing. And Joe goes to, like, pre-med something, and then...
Which is weird, because I'm like, they make him seem like he's, like, fucking 19 and 2.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's like, how old is Joe?
He's literally only a year older than them. But then Matt, Sora, Ty, and Izzy all go to the same high school, and then, right? Yeah.
They make Joe get a job at the clinic.
At the clinic?
They're like, sorry, you have to literally become a doctor now. That's what his life was. That's why he was complaining when he was like, I don't want to go back to my life because I literally have to become a doctor. It's like, aren't you 13? What are you talking about?
But that's Joe. That's his life.
It's true. Because that ended up being what his life was. How sad. I always felt the worst for Joe because
Don't he marry Mimi? Don't they get together?
Well, remember that didn't happen because Digimon Try happens.
Right, true. Oh, well, rip.
So. Which I'm totally okay with because none of that made sense and I don't agree. They're like, yeah. These things happen. I'm just like, no, thank you.
I don't want these.
I would have rather you've just told me they all just, like, fell off a cliff or something.
I would have rather they died. Wait, how much of Try have you watched?
Just those few episodes that we watched together a couple of years ago.
Okay, yeah, that was many moons ago.
Yeah, so I don't remember any of that.
Okay, so I'm just wondering if, like... they, like, did other stuff. Well, I guess we'll find out when we eventually watch it.
Watch What Happens Live. I mean, we'll get around to it eventually, but whatever.
Well, yeah. Talking about it now, I'm like, oh, yeah, I really do want to watch that. I just don't know if I have, like, the emotional capacity right now. You know?
Yeah. I just don't know. I just know it's going to be more... I feel like it'll be a lot more interesting than, like, old Digimon because it's more sophisticated now. Like, yeah. With them being older.
But it's not the nostalgia of...
I mean, the only nostalgia is that we already know the characters. Like, we know what they're like. We're picking up with them in a different stage in their lives.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, in and of itself, that's interesting. It's kind of like, I guess it's the question they asked when they were like, hey, we're going to do a revival of Will and Grace. It's like, will we want to see these characters at this stage in their life? I don't know.
True.
Only time will tell.
Very true.
So only the plot of whatever Try is will tell, which I don't remember any of the plot at all.
I don't either.
I just remember there was some girl and a cat.
Oh, that's right. There was like the... Yeah, okay.
To which I was just like, sorry, we already have a bitch with a cat. I'm like, get something new. We already got a bitch with a cat. Get a bat. Rhymes with cat. Why did no one ever have any, like, fun... That's the thing is, I'm just like, a lot of the Digimon... They never had any... They seemed very in the realm of conventional with the main people, I mean.
What?
Like, when it came to, like, their Digimon, they seemed more conventional. There were none that seemed like they were, like, bad or looked bad. I was actually a little interested they didn't do, like, a bad arc. Like, one of them decides, oh, I'm gonna be bad now or something.
Oh. Well, yeah, that's true. None of them really had, like, a... It was just, like, Matt running away and being emo for, like, a minute.
To, again, just went into his gay in crisis storyline.
Yeah, but, I mean, they had... I guess they kind of had the opposite in O2 with Ken.
Yeah. I mean, that's... I was thinking the same thing, but I'm like...
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it would have been more fun. I just wish they would have had at least a Digimon that seemed like he evolved into, like, darker things.
Oh, like an evil.
Or evil-seeming things.
I feel like they kept with, like, O1, because it really was, like, a kid's show, they kept the lines of, like, good and evil very separate.
Yeah.
It was very, like I said, like, the angel devil
imagery.
Yeah, like, it was very, like, clear, like, who was, these kids are good, and they have to go do good, and then this is the evil that they are defeating, like, that's, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I get it.
Yeah, it's very, I guess, like,
conventional. It's very conventional.
Yeah, it is, but, you know.
It's four kids, which is why four kids did it.
Four kids.
We love four kids in this. In this house, we stand four kids.
We really do. We really, really do. Four kids gave us Brooklyn Joey Wheeler, so We definitely see.
And honestly, without Brooklyn Joy Wheeler, who would we be?
Where would we be? And British Bakura.
From Skill?
From Skill. Why was he British? I still don't understand.
I just always laugh because she's like, like, it's Bakura. She's from school. I'm like, where else do you know any other Bakura?
No, the other Bakura, Taya. The other one that we all know.
No, the one from Lamaze's class. Oh.
I love it so much.
But anyway, what are we going to do next time?
Oh, God.
Speaking I feel like of...
What?
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I feel like I know what you're going to say, but I think we should just continue the Digimon conversation.
Sure. I mean, why not? I was going to say we should just do Yu-Gi-Oh! Part 2.
We should. We really should.
Because we were just talking about it.
I don't even remember where we were in that conversation, so...
The thing is I don't remember where I was in my rewatch. I remember I had just... We were close to the end of the Domino City arc, I think, on my rewatch. It was right... I think it was at the beginning of season 3 when, What's-His-Face... Evil Merrick is wiling out.
Okay. Because I think we had just started to talk about Merrick, and then we didn't really get...
Speaking of iconic homosexuals. So, right, I mean, well, one of those... One of those two episodes. One of those two.
Either part two of our childhood animes. Actually, I hated Yu-Gi-Oh! As a child. But, how wrong I was.
I find that funny that you hated it as a child and then have somehow come the opposite direction.
I don't know how. I think it was Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged.
I was gonna say that usually doesn't happen. I'm like, if you don't like Yu-Gi-Oh! You usually don't, you know, come around to it, because it's not...
Well, it's not really like it, yeah.
No. It's not something one comes around to.
Not really. Although, I did watch GX. I hated the original version when that was on, and then one of my friends in, like, middle school was watching GX, and I was like, oh, this is a show. So, anyway, my journey with Yu-Gi-Oh! has been long and toiling.
Yeah, those shows just happen to have, like, when their new iteration seasons would come out or whatever, they would just be different iterations, and they would break so much from the original one that they would grab new fans, at least.
Right, you could connect with a different one. Yeah. I just liked that they were at school. I was like, oh, I like this.
That is a theme with Japanese animes. A lot of school.
Always at school. I was literally talking to my Japanese coworker about this, like, recently, like, we were talking about different animes, and I was like, oh yeah, there's this other one over there at school, and I was like, well, they're literally always at school. And she was like, yeah, it's true. I was like, you can't, like, even, like, Bleach, like, they're at school, and, like, it's not what it's about at all. Like, we all go to school. I'm like, why? Like, even, like, the flashbacks of, like, Rukia and Renji, like, they're at fucking Reaper school. There's no school for that, like...
You can't escape it, even in death. And that's true. And that's really the lesson we all have to learn. There's no escape.
There really isn't. Alright, well, I guess tune in next time for either Digimon Part 2 or Yu-Gi-Oh! Part 2.
A Part 2 is coming, either way.
Yep.
So saddle up, little insomniacs.
Saddle up, bitches. Sir calls our fans bitches.
All right. Bye, guys. Bye.